Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
How many fights do you think you've seen that nobody ever knows
about? Probably 15, 20.
Okay. Yeah. Once every 2 or 3 years.
Couple on airplanes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was when they tried to force me to get off. In flight.
Celebrating the life of Bob Uecker today, a year since Uke's passing.
Don't forget, if you want to see our homage, our video homage that Nate put together here at WDTMJ, just text the word Bob, B-O-B, to the Signing Unlimited WDTMJ Talk and text line 855-616-1620. Bob.
How are you doing,
pal?
I'm doing amazing, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, are you kidding me? Our ratings just took a hike. We've been laboring here the last couple days.
I'm telling you, E, like, you should put all these together. I don't know what the distribution point would be, how we do that, but every one of these that you've grabbed out of our long-time archived audio from you, if you just played them one after another, after another, after another, I would download that. I'd pay you for it.
What a blast that was!
Yeah. Well, maybe I should do that.
Right? Or just let's just do a whole segment next time.
Just run every one of them?
How long would that take? Like, what do you think time-wise
you got? It could take hours.
It could. Because some of his stories are a couple minutes if you let them ride.
Right, yeah.
And they're pretty awesome.
So, Sandy Max joins us from What's on Tap. We did, on his 90th birthday, was that for his 90th we did that? We celebrated by running a whole half inning of him talking about
the 4th of July one.
Furries.
But our heart still aches for him. Yeah, the furries. I got you. But, you know, but that's
I got
just
bit by one. And I liked it.
See?
That just, one's epic.
But we all could use joy. It's only been a year, and it's still hard to wrap our heads around. And so today marks a year since his passing. The 25th will be his birthday.
That's right.
And I plan tonight on What's on Tap. You know, the power of radio can be that it brings us together. So I will have the talk and text line open. Share
awesome.
Your favorite stories. I won't be able to go as deep as Eric with special requests. But I do think if you put together 2 or 3 minute clips of his quips and silliness and smartness, I think we'd all love that.
At game time, it is 38 in Chicago. Press box announcer telling us it's 96 degrees in Phoenix, Arizona. Who cares? We're not playing in Arizona.
Somebody needs a nap.
I do need a nap. I'm tired of this guy. He's telling me what the temperature is in Phoenix. Let me know what the temperature of the hot water in the shower is tonight. Take over here. I'm going over and drop him.
Going to drop him.
So speaking of Bob Uecker, we would assume he was brought up during the event you were at last night.
He was. I got to go to an evening with Pat Murphy at the Wilson Center at Brookfield, the first of five kind of fireside chats that he's doing around the state. And I don't know all. I think he's going to be in Wausau, but for sure on the 20th, on Tuesday, he'll be in Green Bay doing this. And this event is exactly what you want. It's kind of like Uncle Pat telling stories.
Oh, amazing.
Super candid.
Yeah.
But very baseball crowd. Like all the Q&A. Sometimes a Q&A can go awry. You know, it's like, but they were all baseball questions. They were all, but not granular. It was like, hey, how do you feel about this player? What are our, you know, and Pat Murphy is as humble and down to earth as you would want and think. And he shows up, I mean, he was nibbling on pocket pancakes on stage, on brand, He, black t-shirt, long sleeve, black sweatpants, white sneakers, like just, but not phoning in it, but just casual.
Yeah, right.
Like ready to chat and have fun. And he really seemed to enjoy it and was relaxed and
so how
fun.
Do they do the evening? Folks buy tickets and you get, I believe you described it as an intimate evening.
I did. And I think I blushed. I think we all blushed.
But right. So you go, is it moderated?
Yeah. Lance Allen moderates for about 45 minutes. Questions he comes up with that are, you know, the usual, hey, what's your approach to coaching?
Yeah.
And that's a great conversational, insightful question. And, you know, again, down to earth, Murph says, aware, hungry players make managers look good while I sit here and eat pancakes. You know, but he fosters that environment of it's hard what we do. all the technical skills and the fundamentals and the pressure of doing this all in public and playing a sport at the major league level. But his job is to bring out the best human and get to know people. And he compared the environment like holding an egg. Like if you squeeze it too tight, you're going to crack the egg. So how do you stay focused and stay on point for what your job is, but enjoy it enough and have it loose enough that you're present?
Because if it's too loose, you drop the egg and it also smashes.
Right.
Because
so I was a saying, balance my there. Approach is I crush about 2-3 eggs a day.
Yeah.
Like I am
right
on
there
point.
With you, sister.
Yeah. Yep. So this is exactly the vibe that you want. So it was really great. And he did take questions for the Q&A. And it was like, okay, we have another question. This is from, you know, Rory from Township.
Okay.
And Pat would say, stand up. You know, he wants to see you. What's the answer? Well, and Lance Allen prefaced it. He's like, I didn't want to have a downer, but, you know, we do have a question from Rory in Township. And Rory stands up and he's like 8 years old, you know, because we all expect the downer question. Like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And it was so sweet. His question was, hey, tomorrow is going to be the first anniversary of Bob's passing. What's your favorite Euchre memory? And you can't say no to a kid, you know,
right.
but Pat already was like, how old are you? You know, like it was that sort of an exchange and a vibe. And Pat Murphy said, you know, my favorite memory, Bob Euchre, is every time at spring training, Bob Euchre goes up to every player. And here come the minor leaguers. He's done his research, spent some time. Hey, kiddo, how's it going? Where are you from? And that time was always genuine because Bob was a baseball guy. Never, ever, ever lost that. Mm. And always, you know, you heard the stories years and years and years, whether you're the groundskeeper or a parking attendant or Bud Selig, Allen, you know, he had that relationship
That's
with people.
That's a core memory he gave to every single one of those. Some of those guys never made it to the bigs, but they'll always have that conversation, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've got some insights for you because I hope you continue to talk with Pat Murphy every week when the season kicks in again, because I can tell you some pranks that Pat Murphy has pulled off. I don't know if we have enough time. I'll share some of those stories tonight. But he loves Jackson Cheerio, calls him Jack. That's his nickname because, you know, it's usually Brawny or whatever, you know.
Yeah. Everybody has to have a nickname.
Loves him, even says, keep the rookie card, put it in a safe, and that he rises to the occasion every time. Miz, the quote of the night was kind of like, he's a baby giraffe. Like isn't that great?
Yep.
So, but that he's like, I'm not easy on him. I'm not nice to him. That's not what he needs. I'm helping him get to the next level. And 103 miles per hour is great for ticket sales, but it's the educated pitch that wins. So, you know, these
insights. You took good notes, Sandy. Nice job.
It was so compelling. And then, but people are, you know, calling out these names. Yeah. And I still have a crush on Sal Frelick. It's a platonic crush,
right.
But
yeah,
I love Sal. I loved watching him in the playoffs. And somebody finally says, Sal, and he's like, oh, he lists out all these great things about Sal Frelick, and he says, but I got to tell you, I can't help it. I have to hammer him. And he just jokes with Sal Frelick constantly. Why do you have to dive for a catch? Does the shrug. You know, it's like constantly, but in that fun baseball culture way. So if you have the chance, sniff around, see if there are tickets for Tuesday in Green Bay, but have faith that we really have a genuine good guy as a manager for your Milwaukee Brewers.
Awesome. Sandy Max, what's on tap here on News Radio 620 WTMJ?
You don't like this one, you don't like sliced bread. That's what I say. What a game.